This preview of the New York Times front page is brought to you by voice-activated sync, the easy-to-use in-car connectivity system which gives you voice control of mobile phones and MP3 players and features audible turn-by-turn directions and 911 assist, available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit syncmyridepodcast.com.
On Thursday's front page, a top aide to Afghan President Hamid Karzai and his ties to the CIA. Mohammad Zia Salehi is a confidant of some of the most powerful officials in the Afghan government. In Iraq, insurgents showed their strength with a wave of bombings. And an important milestone for a planned new skyscraper here in New York. It's going to be almost as tall as the Empire State Building. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says the aide to Afghan President Hamid Karzai, who's at the center of a corruption investigation, is paid by the CIA. It's not clear what Mohammad Zia Salehi does for the agency. He's also the chief of administration for the Afghan National Security Council. Salehi was arrested last month. He was released only after Karzai intervened. The financial regulation bill that Congress passed last month included limits on trading by banks that use their own money. That hasn't stopped banks from making bets that some critics say are risky. The banks say this is allowable because they're doing it for clients. But some trades made while the new bill was being debated have gone sour, resulting in losses of more than $100 million on certain transactions for banks like J.P. Morgan Chase and Goldman Sachs. In Iraq, bombers and gunmen killed 55 people in coordinated attacks in 13 cities and towns. They mostly targeted security forces. In Baghdad, they toppled a police station. That created confusion among the soldiers and police officers who responded. The attacks came the day after the U.S. troop level fell below 50,000 for the first time since 2003. Correspondent Anthony Shadid explains what happened.
Insurgents deployed their full arsenal of weapons, car bombs, hit-and-run attacks, roadside mines. Perhaps more important, though, is the symbolism of the attacks. Insurgents proved that they could strike virtually any Iraqi city at any time they wanted to. This is often a war of competing narratives, perceptions often mattering more than the realities on the ground. That said, though, the narrative that the Americans have attempted to put forth, that these Iraqi security forces are ready, is coming under increasing question as these attacks go on.
Times correspondent Anthony Shadid. Times reporter Kate Zernike looked in on a so-called boot camp at FreedomWorks. That's the advocacy group in Washington that's helped build the Tea Party movement. The goal is to turn local Tea Party groups into a standing get-out-the-vote operation in congressional districts nationwide. FreedomWorks activist Brendan Steinhauser has already been to 42 states, training local groups for races where FreedomWorks hopes to make a difference. Here in New York, the City Council approved plans for a new skyscraper near Penn Station. It's going to be about 30 feet shorter than the nearby Empire State Building. The council vote was 47-1, with Speaker Christine Quinn saying the project was about jobs. She also said it was a sign the city's moving out of the recession. The owners of the Empire State Building had campaigned against the new one. They say it will assault the skyline. They even went so far as to propose a no-build zone within a third of a mile of their building. Immigrants used to change their names to sound more American. Experts say that's a thing of the past. Times reporter Sam Roberts looked up 500 recent name change applications here in New York. Only a few appeared to be from people anglicizing or abbreviating their names. We'll go inside Thursday's Times after this.
This preview of the New York Times front page is brought to you by voice-activated sync, the in-car connectivity system which gives you voice control of your Bluetooth-enabled mobile phone and most MP3 players. And sync features turn-by-turn directions, 911 assist, real-time traffic and weather, music with the sound of your voice, and your text messages read aloud. All hands-free, so you can keep your hands on the wheel and eyes on the road. Available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit syncmyridepodcast.com.
Inside Thursday's Times, in Mexico, 72 migrants were massacred within 100 miles of the U.S. border that they were trying to reach. The bodies were found during a raid by the Mexican military at a ranch where soldiers got into a gun battle that left three suspects dead. A spokesman for Mexico's Federal Security Agency says drug gangs have been pressuring migrants to sign on. Iran is barring the news media from reporting on protest leaders. The order also forbids editors from mentioning two candidates who lost to President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad in last year's disputed election. Times correspondent Robert Worth says the Iranian media hasn't been doing much reporting on the opposition. The government has shut down at least 10 newspapers and magazines since the election. Thailand is trying to bounce back. 3 months ago, protesters were battling the military in the streets. Now the economy is projected to grow 7.5% for the year. But some Thais are worried they won't make it into the ranks of developed nations. The concerns include declining education standards and growing drug and alcohol abuse among young people. In the Republican primary in Alaska, Tea Party activists and Sarah Palin pushed Senator Lisa Murkowski to the brink of defeat. Tea Party favorite Joe Miller benefited from a last-minute push that made Ms. Murkowski out to be a Democratic sympathizer. The outcome now depends on absentee ballots. Earlier in the month, there was something new in the sky near Washington, but it wasn't supposed to be up there. A remote-control Navy drone wandered into restricted airspace at 2,000 feet before its operators could stop it. The Navy says a software issue disrupted the control link. The drone got within 40 miles of the Capitol before they got it back. Thursday's Business Day section says Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke will present his outlook on the economy on Friday. Times reporter Sewell Chan says he'll explain the Fed's gambit to keep things from faltering. Bernanke may also talk about other cards the Fed might play. Bernanke's giving a speech at an annual Fed symposium in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. It'll be his first public appearance since the Fed announced it would prop up the recovery by investing proceeds from its mortgage bond holdings to buy more long-term Treasury securities. India is a high-tech nation that's plagued by potholes. It has lots of software engineers, but not enough civil engineers who can overhaul decaying highways, power plants, and railroads. This is not for lack of money. The Indian government plans to spend $500 billion on infrastructure by 2012. That's our preview of Thursday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the front page to podcasts at nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.